Shalom and good day to each and everyone. I am very sorry, brothers and sisters, for recording late this day due to some technical problem I encountered with my gadgets here. Anyways, let us continue with our subject today. And I hope you are great in there in the arms of the Lord today. I hope you are you are doing fine, so fine. Amen. And now let me show you another perspective of time in God's economy. Now remember, our subject is time, and we will continue that thought today, but let me give you another perspective of it as we will open different scriptures today. First, let me direct your attention, and I want you to read with me, if you have a Bible with you, to the book of Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 30. 24 to 30, Matthew 13. Now, 24, verse 24, another parable he put forth unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tears? And he said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." Amen. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, in this parable, the children of the kingdom are likened unto wheat, and the children of darkness as tares. Amen. Now, of course, these both grow in the same field, the field of Christianity, the field of Christendom. Amen. Meaning they are holding the same Bible, they are reading the same Bible, they are growing in the same field. Amen. But separation happened in harvest time, the parable said. He said in harvest time, the tares were uprooted first and was bound. And we know that this happened, brothers and sisters, during the introduction of the church's ecumenism. Amen. In 1948, the World Council of Churches, the National Council of Churches, was established, bringing that man-made unity, that false unity, to the Christian churches around the world, and from it, the come out message was then sounded, by no other than our brother Branham. This fulfilled the word of God, which said, "But gather the wheat into my barn." Yes. And so the wheat was gathered into the barn of God, which is his word, through the message of our days. And these were people who come out from the man-made system, from the man-made religion, into the message of God, brought about by our brother Branham. But brothers and sisters, naturally, the wheat that was gathered in the threshing floor of God, in the barn of God, of course, composed of still hay and or chaff. Amen. That is why in God's barn, in God's threshing floor, he will, the Bible said, he will purge thoroughly. He will purge thoroughly the wheat that was gathered thereat. Amen. That is why God is using a threshing instrument. The Bible said so. A threshing instrument and a fan or a winnowing fan. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 15. In verse 15, it said here, "Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff." Amen. Now, in older times, there was a threshing instrument that was to separate the grains of wheat from its hay. Amen. Of course, when the wheat is harvested, the farmer harvested it with a hay first, and then they bring that harvested wheat into the barn or into the threshing floor, having still hay. And so this threshing instrument, they were using animals to turn the upper portion of it. There was an upper portion of it that will turn, and it will be turned using animals, because there was not yet machines or motors during those old times. Amen. And that threshing instrument were having somewhat teeth on the stationary lower portion that will separate the hay of the wheat from the grains itself. Amen. So this threshing instrument composes of two parts: the top portion, the upper portion, which turns, and the lower portion of the instrument that is stationary, having somewhat teeth. Amen. The grains of wheat will remain inside a compartment or a container, but the hay will be thrown outside and be separated, or to be separated and be burned. That is when the animals turn the top portion of the threshing instrument. Amen. Yes. And I want to tell you that in spiritual, there is also a threshing instrument of God. God is having a threshing instrument that separates the hay from the pollinated grains of wheat. The grains of wheat, who are the children of the kingdom, will be separated from the make believer or the hay. Amen. And the separation might be invisible to the eyes of man, but in the eyes of God, it is visible. Amen. I mean, it separates from the make, separates from this threshing instrument, the spiritual threshing instrument of God, separates the genuine children of the kingdom from the make believer. Amen. And as I have said, this separation might be invisible to the eyes of man, but in God, it is visible, real visible. Now, let's continue in verse 16, Isaiah 41, verse 16. Isaiah 41, verse 16. "Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord. Amen. And in this is also recorded in the New Testament, in Matthew chapter 3, Matthew chapter 3, verse 12. Matthew chapter 3, verse 12. It says here, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, amen, and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire, amen. That was Matthew 3, chapter 3, verse 12, that was I was reading, amen. So, see, now this verse, brothers and sisters, aside from hay, after the hay will be separated using that threshing instrument, the grains of wheat had still chaff in them. That little cut hay or dyed leaves, dried leaves, in unpollinated grains of wheat are still mixed together with the pure pollinated grains of wheat. And so, in God's barn, in God's garner, in God's threshing floor, he will separate, thoroughly purge, he will separate the chaff from the real pollinated grains. Amen. The real pollinated wheat, who are the wise virgins, will be separated from the unpollinated chaff, the foolish virgins, or in the process. Amen. So this is now the separation between the wise virgins and in the foolish virgins. The unpollinated grains of wheat shall be separated from the pollinated grains. Amen. And in that doing so, in the process, it will only be the wise virgins that will be left. Amen. Now, going back to the threshing instruments, as I have said, that instrument was having somewhat teeth on the stationary lower portion of it that will separate the hay of the wheat from the grains. Amen. It was the top portion of the instrument that will turn, that the farmer used animals for it to turn and grind or beat every grain to be separated from the hay. Amen. Then the grains of wheat will remain inside a compartment or a container, but the hay will be thrown outside and be separated and be burned. Yes, I want to tell you that in spiritual, this is also happening. God is having a threshing instrument. Yes. Yeah. And we can read that in 1 Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12 and verse 13. Verse 12 and verse 13. Now, verse 12. Now, if any man build upon the foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Verse 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. What will declare it? The Bible said, for the day. It means time. For the day, time shall declare it. Every man's work shall be made to manifest. For the day or time shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. What shall reveal it? It shall be revealed by fire. It will be manifest. It will be made to manifest through time, time shall declare it, and it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Amen. That is what is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12 and 13. So, there are two things here, brothers and sisters. Time or day shall declare the work of man. And fire shall reveal the work of man. That is what Paul said in the book of Corinthians. Now, this is what I called the threshing instrument of time and fire. The threshing instrument of time and fire. And fire here, brothers and sisters, is tribulation. Fire here are trials. Fires here are circumstances in life that will test every man and reveal whether we are wood, we are hay, or any of the precious stones. Amen. The threshing instrument of God of time and fire. As I have said in the old instrument, the old instrument, the threshing instrument, it was having a top that will turn. It will turn, and when it turns, it beats in grind every grain of wheat for it to be separated from the hay. Amen. And that person, brothers and sisters, spiritually, it resembles time. Amen. It resembles time. Time enables us to be tested. Time enables every of the so-called Christian to be tested and to prove their genuineness. Amen. When time turns, it will bring us to different teeth of trials. Amen. When time rules, it will bring us to the teeth of tribulation, to the different life circumstances where our real person, our real material character will be made to manifest with. Amen. Now, as I have said, the lower portion of the old threshing instrument is stationary, and it had teeth in it. Amen. And that thing represents tribulation. Amen. It represents teeth of trials. It is the time that turns, and when the time turns, when the time rolls, when the time turns, it will bring each one of us to test. Amen. And test, that trials shall manifest who we are in the light of God's word. Amen. And so, this threshing instrument is very important in God's farmyard, in God's field. The threshing instrument of time and fire. In here, our real person will be made to manifest. When time rolls, when time turns, it will bring us to the different trials. It will bring us to the different tribulation, to the different life circumstances where our real person will be made to manifest. Whether we are hay, a personality that could only be burned after a fire struck. Amen. Wood, still the same. It will be burned by fire. But brothers and sisters, the real precious stones will still be purified by fire. He will remain genuine precious stones. Amen. Amen. And so, this threshing instrument of time and fire is very important in God's vineyard, in God's field, in God's farmyard. Amen. Amen. Everybody is being tested here. Amen. And so, let me park here. Tomorrow, let us continue with another instrument of God that will make us into a very fine flour, a very fine wheat flour, and ingredients to a true offering in the Old Testament. Amen. God bless you. Shalom.